Shalom and welcome with Bendranovsky. Today I have a word to share, received from Yeshua through His Holy Spirit, and it came on 9/11, around 6 o'clock in the morning. 9/11, think about that. I got lately a word about 9/11, and I want to mention it's the 22nd anniversary, 2 times 11 equals 22. So, Hebrew alphabet has 22 letters, and the Taft, 22nd, is the last. So when Yeshua said, I am the Aleph and the Taft, he's the beginning and the end. Let's see when the end will be. So this prophecy now is again a poem. And before you listen and or read the word, ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you through this prophecy. Also, as with a poetic form, with all the different wordings and incomplete grammar or sentences, and all the metaphors and so on, be aware that it flips around in different groups of people with, and also in different times. And by that, not to misunderstand the things that the Holy Spirit will show you. He will show you. But I jump now into the word and I'm reading. If you don't believe, you will not receive. If I take home my bride today or tomorrow, some will have joy, others great sorrow. There are a lot of things men teach, only a few the truth they preach. Don't stay idle at the door without oil, while darkness and evil starts to boil. Fill your lamp today, look out and see how fast the world to evil will bend its knee. When light and darkness reach to the extreme, people all will start in agony and scream. They say, a savior, we need urgently right now. Whatever he does, anything no matter, we allow. As long as we can go back to everything like before, back to normal, the one promised us to restore. A man of sin, sinful man, a king for you to adore. Don't worry, he's already near at the door. Soon I will unlock the gates for him to arrive. Be happy with him while you try to survive. Though life at the moment is already pretty tough, but within everything will become unbearable rough. Of course, no promise he promised he will keep, cunning his plans so wicked and deep. Freedom you knew and know will all disappear. Your words or protests he will never hear. Like sheep to the slaughter in camps, those will go who are not willing to play in his show, and taking the mark to sell and buy, for all who disagree will have to die. Let this be known to you, O people, you all, in sin you were born since Adam's fall. Since that day, life was not normal anymore. The knowledge of good and evil opened the door. Little by little, men walked continually deeper in sin, corrupted their minds from deep, very deep within. I came, the only solution to set you free, but most decided not to repent and turn to me. Now the results you see on every corner you look, and don't care if your names are not written in my book. The day will come when you stand before me, and realize how much you ate from the forbidden tree. That tree is the food for the fire in hell, where all your flesh will burn to rotten smell. You say, we're fine and all is well, as much as Lucifer from heaven he fell. To be well with your soul is only in me. I am the eternal life, my truth all shall see. I am also the way to my Father in heaven, a place where there will be no earthly leaven. One day, if you cling to me, to heaven you'll fly. Call upon my name and I will set you free. This world pass away, my word forever will be. My promises are yes and amen, forever and ever. The kings of this world keep their promises? No, never. They lie and cheat on every turn until their empire will eternally burn. When the rock will fall on their kingdom called iron and clay, their dream of complete dominion will be gone that day. Prepare my bride, for the day when you will be by my side. When I will take you home so very soon, I promise you a glorious extended honeymoon. Repentance in this world will not longer be known and heard, as much as the singing of any beautiful bird. Replaced by grey in grey, everything in one colour alone, hearts of men like ice and heart like stone. Forbidden will become my word to speak, and lawlessness will arise to its highest peak. All truth be buried and mingled with vanity. Left will be blasphemy and utter insanity. Take heed, my children, that you don't get deceived. Turn back to your first love, to when you first believed. Cleanse your home, cleanse your hearts deep within, so when I come that I might find you without sin. Soon the world once more will turn around, messengers waiting for the last trumpet sound. An alarm to get ready and prepared, nothing, no unclean thing that will be spared. My wrath will sweep all wickedness away, regardless how much evil is laughing today. Only the righteous ones, their place in me shall remain. The lawless one, with all their friends, shall feel much pain. Glory to my faithful, loving people. Ignorance will fool the fools and all their sheeple. Give thanks and praise so soon, you'll be snatched away. I'm coming in time, there will be no delay. All right, that was the word. Again, it gives reference to the snatching away of the bride, commonly worded as rapture. Whatever you believe, I don't discuss about the subject. One day, we all will go the one way or the other. Most important, I would say, is that our names, that your names, that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The rest is just secondary. And I hope many will be signed in that book. But I'm signing off now from this video. Till the next time here on this channel or in the air, be blessed and Adonai be with you. Shalom, shalom.